You're listening to All Things Considered on WPSU. Mount Nittany Medical Center received its first shipment of Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines this week, 975 doses, and began administering them to frontline hospital staff Friday. WPSU's Ann Danahy talked with Chief Medical Officer Nirmal Joshi about getting the vaccines while case numbers continue to climb.
Dr. Joshi, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Who is getting the vaccines first? Who's first in line at Mount Nittany?
So we are real excited. We're going through that process right now, and it's an extraordinary time, and it's very exciting. So we have a whole lineup of people who are, as we speak, who are getting it in a nice setup we've created here at Mount Nittany. It's essentially frontline healthcare workers who have direct patient care responsibility. So that's our first tier of people. So we are offering it to all of those people in that list that we created who have any direct patient care contact and who work at the hospital as opposed to in doctor's offices. And the simple reason for that is that for the hospital, we've received the Pfizer vaccine or the Pfizer-produced vaccine, while for the ambulatory setting, meaning for the office settings, we are likely to, we are told, get the Moderna vaccine, purely because of the storage requirements the way they are. So the frontline healthcare workers who have direct patient care responsibility are the ones who are getting it.
So the nurses, the doctors who are working, interacting with the patients all the time and putting themselves at risk when they're doing that.
Absolutely. And based on our flu vaccination data, we had that list to begin with. We kind of just tweaked that a little bit. And then we put out a survey to everyone who was eligible to say, do you want the vaccine or not? Although we strongly encourage it, but it's not mandatory. So we've had about a 77% people saying off the group that was administered the survey, about 77% have said they would like to get the vaccine.
What's stopping people from getting the vaccine? Are there just concerns because it's so new?
I think it's just purely the newness of anything. And I think the second thing is that it takes a little bit of time to be able to get the questions answered, right? Everything has been so quick. So what we've tried to do is to get in people's hands what I would call the commonly asked questions, the frequently asked questions. And there is fairly standard information available from the manufacturer. So we've been able to put that out for people so they're able to get their questions answered based on that. And I think once they do that and you know, I think we will have more people who are willing to take the vaccine. I think 77% is not a bad number at all. I'm actually quite encouraged by it. Although in the healthcare space, I suspect we will have more than that, only because a little degree of hesitancy is just the newness and the lack of information.
What's it like to see this day come, to see the healthcare workers getting the vaccine?
It's phenomenal. I mean, if you could, it's palpable when I've been in our auditorium where we have little pods of people, vaccinators. We have 3 days, today, tomorrow, and Monday, where we have like a sort of a vaccination drive of sorts, where there is, everyone is, and I can't tell you, it's a delight to watch. I mean, this is one of those times when after such a long time where it's been such a long and depressing time for so many of us in so many different ways, either having suffered personal losses within our families, within our communities, or seen the degree of death and dying and difficulty, that this is, I can't even begin to tell you how, you know, you see the, if there is a thing to be able to see an expression through a mask, you know, that excitement is palpable at the auditorium right now. I'm just so excited to see that. The doctors, the nurses, the frontline workers, the respiratory therapists, they're all kind of coming in there, and they're just seeing this as the first step in getting out of this entire nightmare that all of this has been.
The numbers are still going up. Are you concerned at what you're seeing at Mount Nittany that, okay, yeah, the vaccine is here, but we're approaching the holidays and there's a concern that people are going to be out and about more, socializing more, and the numbers could go up again?
We're very concerned. It's very sobering, quite honestly. And really, I think we are going to celebrate while we can, quite honestly, because I think there has been so much burnout among hospital personnel. It's been so difficult for people that any bit of ray of hope, any silver lining to this big black cloud, we're going to take it for today at least, right? And then while all of this is going on a very positive front, we're also gearing up for ensuring that if the surge, it has been a surge pretty much regionally, we're up to, on the average, 48 to 50 patients in the hospital, something we would never, ever imagine, of COVID, that we would never imagine. So it's a pretty dire situation. And I think it's going to get worse, at least post-holidays. And we are genuinely concerned about it. And we've put out a letter earnestly requesting people to please, please, please mask up and take every precaution that they can to socially distance and not get together in more than literally just a handful of people together, if that, within the own, within your own family. We remain concerned that post-holiday that there might be a further increase in cases, but I think a lot of us are optimistic that following that, that there will be a trend toward improvement.
Do you worry that you will max out at Mount Nittany? That's a question that comes up in the community a lot. People see the numbers, they say 50 patients are hospitalized. Are they going to be able to handle more?
I think that we are doing everything we can to plan for most situations where things might become dire, where to the point of an increase in numbers of hospitalized patients by 50% or even 100%. By 100%, I mean a doubling of these numbers, right? We've played out those scenarios in a way that we, for planning purposes, told ourselves that when we get to those numbers, unlike other emergencies, right, we will not be able to get help from people around us because they're all going to be in a similar situation, much as they would want to help each other, which we will try, but we can't be assured of that because everyone will be in the same situation regionally. So we've attempted to play out scenarios where how can we be self-sufficient in taking care of our community the very best we can. The good news, I think, that I think I've communicated before is that we are seeing in this wave, although the numbers have been very high, but the number of people who've required critical care and intensive care unit beds and ventilators has been quite limited. Thank God for that. That has been a tremendous thing. So I think that out of the 45 to 50 that we've had in the hospital at any given time, no more than 3 to 5 have required ICU type care or ventilators at any given point. So that's very heartening, and I hope it stays that way.
Dr. Joshi, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Also on Friday, Penn State announced it is delaying the start of its in-person classes in the spring semester. Students will not return to campus until February 15th. The university said the decision will let frontline healthcare workers get a COVID-19 vaccine and help protect those personnel.